Okay, good morning. This is Sister Ramona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her continue on walking in your Holy Spirit and growing in your Holy Spirit so that she may bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous it can get, and the need to really develop that ear to hear the Holy Spirit now, letting Him guide you from day to day. He's the one that's going to be walking you through these trials that you're going to encounter and keeping you safe, okay? Things are going to get very dangerous, and you're going to need to know what to do, okay? Do I go left or do I go right? And He's the one that's going to tell you what to do, and it's going to work, okay? He's the one that's going to protect you, okay? Developing the ear to hear the Holy Spirit and growing in Him, just being prepared for the type of just trials that you're going to encounter from the parable of the sower. We talked about tribulation, okay, which inward tribulation is like just a really hard time, okay, from different things, okay. And so now we're going to move on. This is Matthew chapter 13, verse 21. It says, parable of the sower, okay. It says, yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Now, you need to brace yourself, my beloved sisters in Christ. When you start hearing the Holy Spirit and, and really, we talked about tribulation, type of inward tribulation, the especially with a lukewarm church, the type of trials you can go through and stuff like that. But persecution's different, okay? But when you start really hearing the Holy Spirit, the real Holy Spirit, not your own mind, okay? Right? The real thing, okay? The real Spirit of God, the true one and living God. And you're hearing Him and you're walking with Him, okay? And you're obeying Him from day to day. You need to, like it says here, it says, yet hath no root in himself, okay, but dureth for a while. I've talked about this before. You need to abide in that vine because Satan's coming for you, okay, and you need to know it, okay? It'll go well for a while, okay? For a while, you'll have some quietness, okay, to where He'll let you grow, okay, and the Lord kind of keeps Satan at bay for a season. It doesn't happen immediately, but it's coming. It's coming, okay? And it's mostly demonic, to be honest with you, and very hidden, okay? And I'm gonna go into detail about it and explain how it happens, but it's coming, and you need to know that. And your only protection, okay, is once again, like He says, have no root in himself. Don't be like that, okay? This is the book of John. He says, abide in me and I in you, for without me ye can do nothing. Your battle plan needs to be, you don't go one day without prayer and reading your Bible every single day. And when you encounter this type of persecution that I'll be talking about, you don't do it yourself. You go and hit that floor, okay? Face down, okay, on your knees, and you pray, Lord God Almighty, help me, okay? Because you are going to, there's a reason why the lukewarm church looks the way it does, is because when you start seeing sisters or just, you know, believers walking in the true fullness of the Holy Spirit, Satan's after you. And it's once again, it's people, but it's hidden because you're dealing with a lot of Christians that say they're Christians. So it's not that obvious, okay? But then it's demonic. It's flat out demonic also too. You need to be aware of it. Comes in all types of forms. Artificial intelligence, just strange things, just dreams. You can have spirits actually manifest out of nowhere and attack you depending on where you are in the Lord. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abiding in the vine and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.